Nicole, this is the 14th year of the festival, and it's grown into a four-day event. How does this year's event compare to prior years?
This year, we expect our highest number of filmmakers in attendance, as well as just the overall excitement and anticipation from our community and, you know, the people who come out to support us each year.
There will be more than 100 films showing this weekend. What kinds of, what's the range of films that we're talking about? What are some of the films you're most excited about?
We have everything this year. We have, you know, our big opening night feature, Men, Women, and Children, courtesy of Paramount Pictures, and it stars Adam Sandler, Jennifer Garner, Emma Thompson, and it's directed by Jason Reitman. So we're really excited about that opportunity to bring that film here to Portsmouth. We also have an incredible horror film called The Babadook that we have through IFC Films. And, of course, we have our family screening of The Book of Life, which is a big animated feature as well. But then, of course, we have some of the most incredibly powerful documentary stories. You know, we have the documentary called The E-Team, which is directed by Ross Kaufman, who's an Academy Award-winning filmmaker. And this film has James Foley as a contributing cinematographer, and it won the Cinematography Award at Sundance. So our program runs the gamut of documentaries, short films, big indie films, you know, family films, and with over, I think the last time we counted, we're at about 138 films this year.
Yeah, how important is it to have some of those really big-name films, you know, like a Reitman comedy or something like that, lead you off? How important is that to the festival overall?
It's about creating a program that has a good mix of films and knowing what our audience wants to see. So it's about educating them and enlightening them to independent film. And, you know, they're not always going to see something that is as edgy as some of our lesser-known indie films are. But if you incorporate, you know, names and subject matter that they're more comfortable with, then it's an opportunity to introduce the lesser-known works.
What's your take on the filmmaking scene here in the Granite State? Has it grown or changed over the past few years?
Oh, absolutely. It grows every year. We see it in the submissions that we receive for the New Hampshire program. We have one little piece of the big festival is a celebration on New Hampshire affiliated films. So whether they're films about the festival or whether they're films made by New Hampshire filmmakers, we have this festival within the larger festival, and it culminates with its own award ceremony as well. And every year we see more and more films coming in, submitting into that competition for us.
Nicole, are there more special guests that you've got up your sleeve for this weekend?
We do. We're really excited to host Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He will be attending with a film that he helped produce, and he plays a supporting role in it as well. It's called Lowdown, and we're showing that on Saturday night at our main stage venue, the Music Hall. And we also have Mike O'Malley returning, who, as most people in New Hampshire know, he is a UNH alumni, and he has been on Glee and starred in Eat, Pray, Love and many other roles. And this year he's coming back with a new TV series that he wrote and directed for Starz, and he'll be showing the first two episodes. So we have a great lineup, and we have great guests, and we can't wait to share it with everyone.
The stars align on Portsmouth this weekend.
That's right.
Nicole, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Take care.